Blog Talk Radio.
Our dream of life is making it out the street life. We passing through this life like it's a green light. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
I was never kind of rude. Hey, like, look.
Spin it out, man.
A cheetah is a cheetah.
Oh, shoot. I forgot to plug this thing up. Hey, Infamous. What? I got to get used to the nickname. I'm going to call you T for today.
The last great.
See that USB cable? I forgot to plug this thing up. This one right here. But it's wrapped on the desk. I got to take it off the desk. I'm listening to a different type of dude.
So, look. So, what I'm saying is, If I had a notion that my mate was, you know, she was
open for the conversation.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't really.
You know what? Because let me tell you why.
Alright.
This is what I learned in life, man. People gonna do what they're gonna do, bro.
Right, exactly. They're gonna do
Now, you can waste your time. You can't change the leopard into a warthog.
You can't.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't.
So if she gonna, you know what I'm saying? Now, it's gonna have to be some understanding. If that's the case, I'm not saying I could function with it.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is,
what's the understanding?
That's gonna have to give me some leeway. Cause you can't have your cake and eat it.
No, it can't work that way. No, cause what she gonna say to you, the only way you gonna get your leeway is you gotta do the same thing that she's doing the same thing. So she gonna tell you that you can't hook up with another chick. First you gotta go same.
That's good clickbait.
You said good clickbait.
That's good clickbait, but she know that ain't gonna happen. Right.
Well, that's what she's gonna say to you, though.
I'm saying if you doing your thing, I'm gonna be able to do my thing.
But her thing is both, though.
Well, my thing is one way.
Right.
Well, look, either you share her, or I get my own mate.
That's the only way y'all gonna make it work. She's gonna have to share her.
Exactly.
Yeah, anything outside that is non-negotiable.
No, it's not up for grabs. I mean, you know, look. I ain't gonna be sharing and not caring. You know what I'm saying? No, that can't happen like that. But, you know, it is what it is.
But you know how, look, that's gonna get us to our topic tonight of what the people through my window is tonight's topic. But that's gonna get to the point, you know, that females, they get very, very possessive like that. So if she's feeling your girl like that, then she's gonna become a problem in your relationship.
That's according to your pimp hand strong.
Oh, here we go with the pimp hand strong. Really?
Yeah.
She's the one that brought the pimp game to the whole relationship because she's the one that's girlfriend.
How you
doing? She's the one that brought the extra pickle to the picnic.
There wasn't no
pickle. I mean the extra.
That's a Danish.
Well, she brought the extra Danish to the situation.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Look, all I'm saying is, if you in a situation where, you know, your lady tell you that police mentioned that, look, you know, I got this kind of sweet tooth.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You decide, okay, I know she got that sweet tooth, you know.
Right.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
And you want to be cool with it.
Oh, it's gonna be the question of cosplay, man.
That's where it gets tricky, man.
I know it. I'm talking about that. I've never been in a situation before. Truly, I could not say without a degree of certainty how I would react without an opinion.
Right.
But just kind of benefit to from a bird's eye view.
Uh-huh.
It's gotta be a conversation. And and she ain't gonna share, then I need to be able to go and get me
your own side piece.
A speaking league.
Man, this is my thing. This is how I look at it. Oh, we got your caller back.
At some point in a relationship, it becomes beyond sex. Right. Yeah. But that's the caller.
You want to bring the caller in?
Yeah.
Alright. Hold on. Hey caller, how you doing? Can you hear us?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Welcome to Culture King. Thank you for tuning in tonight. You know what we're talking about tonight? Have you been listening?
No, I'm not aware of the topic. I heard side chick, but that was it.
This is what we're talking about. Would you like to tell Phil
sure.
the caller in?
So this is a conversation we have on. So if you found out, if as a man, we talk about a man, if you found out that your girlfriend or your wife or significant other, whoever, had some kind of craving for another woman, how would you react?
We got to talk about the gay friend first.
Okay. rewind. Okay, so I heard a story this week that this guy who lived with his baby mama was cheating on him with a guy that's suspect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we were saying, for one, I asked Snap, how would you feel if your girl was cheating with a dude, but she was strapping on and penetrating, right? And I asked him, would he be mad? How would he handle that? He said he wouldn't care. He wouldn't be mad, right? Which I wouldn't either,
mm-hmm.
right? So flip the other side. I was like, so what if your girl was with a girl? And how would you handle it? And I said, if she's with a girl, and I've never been in this situation before, but I said, if she's with a girl, and she wasn't willing to share a girl with me, then she got to give me a hall pass.
Hmm.
Who are you saying?
A hall pass to cheat?
How to cheat if she already got a girlfriend?
Okay, so hold on. It's kind of hard just a little bit for me to hear you on your end. You said if your girl was basically strapping on, like, having a relationship with...
Let me ask you two questions. The first question is this. You found out that your girl has a male friend, right? But this male friend of hers is supposed to be gay, right? So he don't want no female at all. But they do mess around from time to time, and he wants her to put a strap on. And so she's hitting him off with a strap on, but he's not touching her or doing nothing to her at all. And so he asked the question,
right.
As her boyfriend, would I be mad? And I told him, I said no.
Right. Okay.
So as a female, do you think that's a reason for the boyfriend to be mad or the husband or whatever?
No.
And is that considered cheating?
I don't. No, I don't think it's considered cheating.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if your partner would be upset about that, I think then maybe that would be considered cheating. But I don't, I mean, is it really considered sex?
What?
I don't know. Is it considered sex? That's a good question.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Okay, let's keep it 100, right? So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, he may be getting strapped on, right?
Yeah.
A pig and a whatever they call it, right?
Yeah, I don't know the word.
But you think they ain't doing nothing?
They ain't gonna do nothing. He ain't sucking on no breast. He ain't kissing.
That's not realistic.
You think so?
Come on, man.
So that is considered cheating.
But even if they were, would you?
No, I still would have a problem with it.
You will or won't have a problem.
I wouldn't. But I'm just saying, let's see, we making this thing too cleaned up, right? You saying, oh, he just coming over there and saying, bang me out. No. Because for them to get to that point, that was just something he introduced to her, right? But originally, it was, you know, it went both ways. Like, you know what I'm saying? They was going, he done had sex with your girl, too, now.
No, not but,
dead.
You,
your girl's going by the people.
Look, first of all, I said she was cheating with
you.
You
just added that.
No, I didn't add anything. You just twisted the way you wanted to. I said, your girl was cheating. His girl, his baby mom was cheating with a dude that was suspect. I said, cheating with the dude that was suspect. And I said, he looks like she's strapping on and hitting him. And then I said, how would you be all right if your girl was strapping on and pegging the dude?
No, I wouldn't be all right with that, especially he'll be smashing. Now, if he ain't smashing my girl, then
he might be doing something to him. He might be making out or something,
Well, I will just say from the porn that I've watched where men are getting pegged, it's not usually like a, what?
Rewind.
Well, just some of the adult entertainment I've watched where men are getting pegged, I don't really see a lot of interaction from like the man to the woman. It is more of like a specific you know, sexual interaction between the person. I don't necessarily think that the guy has to be doing anything with the female. And if he is suspect or maybe he's bisexual.
You're not interested in the women.
And even if he's interested in women, I still don't think he wants to be with her.
Wait a damn minute.
Ain't no wait a damn minute.
And what if your girl just like pegging dudes and you don't like to be pegged, and so she's able to like get that, like, you know, masculine dominant energy off with this guy who wants it?
I ain't that wrong.
Exactly. So I didn't get your name, caller, so I don't know if you want to say your name or whatever, but I get what you're saying. See, that's why I thought I'd be okay with it. If my girl was like, look, I got this dude, he don't want no woman, he don't like women at all, but he likes to be pegged by a female. If my girl say, yeah, I'm pegged, I'm like, peg out. Get your peg going. He ain't touching me.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Why you got the side eye, Jalen?
Yeah.
What are you getting out the deal?
I got to get something in return for my understanding.
What do you mean?
For me to understand that that's okay, you know, I have to go on.
Yeah.
I gotta get something out of this.
Why? Okay, call. Do you think that the female will get any pleasure out of pegging a guy? Because if she get no pleasure, you don't even get nothing.
I think some people do receive pleasure from seeing other people be pleasured, but that doesn't mean it's like a sexual pleasure. Maybe it could be just like ego self gratification, like, you know, you did help some. And I think also it can be used for like healing purposes, or, you know, it's not just like a sexual thing. This could just be something that being used to help. Yeah,
it's therapeutic.
Yes, actually, yeah.
All this understanding and correctness that you guys got, I get it, but I gotta get somebody to do.
So in other words, you want to be greedy?
No, I'm not being greedy.
So what's your solution? So when you say you want somebody to do, in other words, you saying her, tell to your girl, I'm gonna let you peg old boy out. So that means I gotta get a side chick, or
I gotta get somebody to do. I'm sorry.
I don't want nothing out that deal. What would you want? Like, what could you possibly want from your chick if she's doing that, because she's like, you know,
I swear to get me a girl toy too.
But he and her boy toy, though. Like, he's not even considered. That's not even like a boy toy. It don't work like that. Yeah, because you're doing it for sexual reasons, and she's doing it to, like, help.
Right. What? She's doing community service.
Let me tell y'all what y'all ain't number. Y'all not to turn this into Sophia say that she's helping him.
She's helping him.
Don't y'all ain't gonna do.
Well, let me tell y'all she's helping him.
Wow.
For one way, she's helping him because he can't get emotionally attached to her because he don't want to be with a woman.
Right.
So he's not going to fall in love with her. He's not going to get emotionally attached to your girl. Your girl just provides a service. He wants
he
to
just
be
gonna
busy.
Get, look, he, really?
Yeah, really.
Think about what you just said.
People really pay for that service, though. So that's why I don't, like, is it really, like, people really seek that service. And sometimes it's not even bisexual or gay men. They're straight men that actually like to just be, you know, like that spot to be.
He's talking about the straight men.
Like, it's an arousal
paid.
Spot. Like, I don't think it's that's even wild. Gay. So
that's
I would, yeah.
That's wild. If you're a dude and you want to get paid, you want to get penetrated.
It might be. Well, and not to say there's nothing wrong with being, and look, let me put this disclaimer out here first. Put the disclaimer out there. My disclaimer is, you love who you love, right?
I don't look, I could care less who love who. You know what I'm saying? But let's just talk about it though. Let's quit whispering in the back. Let's quit making up stuff. Let's just say what it is, what it is. Like for instance, with gay dudes, right? I don't have a problem with gay dudes. I'm just curious to the fact of why would a dude, why can't you like dudes but not want to be a girl?
What?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
So, okay.
Yes,
so,
I do.
What did you say that again?
He's
Simple Simon sometimes. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So why can't you say it, dude? In my opinion, there's different levels of gay. I'm not male gay bashing. I'm just only familiar with. I have the most familiarity with
basic
dude
gay
dude.
Right. Okay.
Now, I don't, and it could be the same way with lesbians. I'm not sure, but I don't know. I'm just talking about from a male perspective, right? Why can't you like dudes but not act like a girl?
Okay, I know what you're saying.
Infamous is about to say something.
No, it's
Morgan.
Okay. Here's what he's trying to say. He's trying to say this, and I thought about it before. Yeah. It's just like two women. And I'm like a boy right here. I don't have anything against anybody who is disturbed or whatever. But if there are women that get with women that look, act, dress, walk, talk like a man. If you're going to have a woman in your game, have a woman. Not a woman that looks, acts, and talks, and dresses like a man.
That's the same thing with the dude. Why you just can't like dudes? I get it now. That makes sense. Why you want a dude that acts like a girl? Yeah. And then why do women want a girl that acts like a dude? Just have a dude. Right. Well, I understand this part. And Carla, we don't get your opinion. But I understand this part. Women are emotional, right? And they can be emotional with each other, and blah, blah, blah. And like it's some women that don't like dildos and stuff. Now, they are considered true lesbians versus...
What, they don't like being penetrated at all?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I can understand that, right? Because is that if you want to be penetrated, you might want to be able to know.
Right?
Right?
You know?
Okay.
I digress.
What's your opinion? Because you are substituting that apparatus.
Exactly.
It's a, you know, that apparatus is a man's heart.
Yeah.
If you are a woman, you don't want that. You want a woman. You don't want a woman that looks, acts, walks, talks like a man.
Well,
and then straps on an apparatus to satisfy.
So it's kind of like the vegetarians and the vegans eating the Beyond Meat, the fake meat.
Yeah, exactly.
if you crave a hamburger, you must eat a hamburger.
Exactly.
Instead of buying some fake meat.
But we've been given this more male dominant perspective, and I would like to hear what the
caller
would like to say.
Caller,
your opinion. Enlighten me. Us. Hello.
You're asking my opinion. Hello.
Yeah. You about to go?
Okay. Well, my best friend is actually transitioning from Joey to Jocelyn, and I think a lot of guys, I hate to say it, are jealous of women, and I think a lot, just our society. A lot of men just want to break, and they want to be treated and wined and dined and taken care of like females. And I think that's a lot of gay guys want that experience as well. And I think that may be a motivation for them to want to, like, become a girl. But also I think that not even biologically, mentally, there is some type of – something's going on where I think it's bigger than just – they're acting like they want to be girls. It's a mental disconnect with people that's going on. Also, I heard Marcus say something about women are emotional. Like, everyone's emotional. It's not just like a woman. Like, women are emotional,
yeah.
And men are not emotional.
Yeah,
I'm emotional. And I can't let you go. Carl Thomas is emotional.
I would say men are very emotional. I don't know why. It's just like women are so emotional, but men aren't. And I also think that for women, they want to, like, I don't like girls. And if I'm attracted to a female, I am attracted to more of a stud. So I do like that masculine energy, but I do think it's about masculine and feminine energy. And there are just some men out here who are more feminine than other masculine men. And they
Hold on, Carl. Just rewind. Did you say that your best friend right now is transitioning to go from Jody to Joey? Is that what I heard you say?
No, I said from Joey to Jocelyn. So she goes by she now. And
Is he a boy? Come on. Is your friend
a male?
Female?
Yes, he was born a male, and she's transitioning into a female.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm so confused. Okay, for starters, tonight's topic is supposed to be about stalkers, so but we're not talking about stalkers. We're talking about some other shit, but it's cool.
We don't get in 5 minutes.
We 10 minutes. But this is interesting. I never thought, that's what I love about coaching, because you never know where this is going to end up at. So I got a question for you. If you was a female and you met a guy, but he transitioned, so he used to be a woman and a guy, would you date that male?
I'm open to dating people that I have a connection with, but I'm not sexually attracted to women.
He's a female that transitioned over to a man. You met her, y'all was cool, then they come and say, well, you know, I was actually born a woman, but now I'm a man.
Yeah, I would be open to that.
Would you be open to that?
Yes.
Would you be open to that, T?
No.
Where your mic at, T?
I
Now I think back on what we talked about. I am that petty that anytime I meet a new female, I be asking like these investigative questions almost just to confirm that they've been a female their whole life. I'm that damn petty.
Yeah, I want to see your Easter pictures.
I'm gonna need your Easter pictures. I'm gonna need so was you a Girl Scout? You know, I'm gonna ask dumb ass questions like that. You know what I'm saying? What's your choice when you have cramps? Like, is it Advil or my dog? Like,
it's crazy.
You gotta ask these questions because I ain't gonna lie, man. It was the biggest fear that I would ever have. If I met a female, when she's at the house, and we getting it in. No, fuck that. Oh my God, you just made me, my heart jump. You gotta warn me for that shit. God dang. I was going, God dang, hold on, I need a drink. Cut to a commercial or something, hold on. Call and say something, hold on.
Look. But I get it. That's not
what
you're referring to. But I get it, right? It's just the crazy thing for what do they call people that's 50?
Oh?
No. It's
midway.
Sunrise.
I need some blue. No.
The sun going down. We on the other side of the hill.
Huh?
We in
Harlem.
Absolutely. Okay.
We are.
I never
heard that.
You say you gonna live
in Harlem? We spring chickens, so we ain't no.
We passed it. So the next thing up spring is autumn, right?
Autumn is dead.
Fact.
I didn't know that.
So look, that's a good segue into where we are. We got a good.
I gotta go back to my the thing where if a female's in my house and she goes, I gotta tell you something right before we getting it in, then go, well, you know, my name's Jennifer, but I was born Jesse. You know what I'm saying? That's my biggest nightmare. To
what
do some shit. Well, what I do?
Well, you really gotta see. This is a tricky thing right here.
I mean, what if you really like the girl?
What?
I mean, with that, if you really like,
what
like,
you
so
really
her.
But you ain't a girl.
Just me. But she, so me having a conversation with my best friend, she considers herself to be a female. Like, she is, like, in her mind, she's taking estrogen. They're getting hormone replacements. They're getting facial feminization.
Everybody
all different types of surgeries.
Ain't no such thing as replacement of what something is. I'm sorry. You can do all the hormones you want. You can do all the surgery you want. I'm sorry. If you wasn't born with some ovaries and some natural juices, whatever, I'm not trying to be.
So what if they didn't say anything? You would never know.
I think you would know.
How?
Well, the only thing because have you ever been with one with breast implants?
Yeah.
You can tell that those are not real titties. You can tell.
So
you cannot tell me that they cannot make a face for
sex.
What
if she didn't get
silicone?
She got
breast implants for. I've had all the different varieties of breast implants. You can tell they ain't real titties.
It still smells like water.
Yeah. They're not real. You can tell.
I don't think you would be able to tell with the vagina. Like, some of these surgeries I've seen look very, very, very... And everybody's vulva looks
yeah,
different.
Y'all might be getting on the water business.
Nah, bro. I've had some upscale titties.
How long ago was it that you had the upscale titties?
About, it's been a while because I don't like titties.
I need a number.
How long ago?
Yeah.
Before I got married, so it was about 13 years ago.
Man, the titties didn't evolve since then.
I don't want to evolve titties.
You want to know.
I know.
I
no,
did.
You would not.
I
did.
You
want
to be deals.
Recently?
In the past
10 years? Oh, hell no. That ain't early enough.
I moved back from L.A. about 10 years ago.
That ain't early enough.
So you were advocate for fake vagina?
I'm an advocate of... medical.
So you want some technology?
Look, man, look.
This is what you're telling me.
No,
we ain't tripping. He wants some goo-goo pussy.
No, I'm fine. I got 99 problems. That ain't one, believe me. But what I'm saying is the medical advancement is far beyond now 15 years ago.
So you're saying if you get a hold of some laboratory coochie, you're going to be cool with it because it's been advanced. Technology is advanced.
I'm saying if I didn't know, which I possibly could not know, right?
Yeah.
Once you in.
So then when you find out that it was some Google cooch, I'm going to call it Google cooch.
I would hope you would fall back, right?
Yeah.
But the heart is a funny thing, right? What if you... Okay,
there's no way.
Look, let me tell you what I will never say, what I
won't
do.
I will.
Now, if you don't know,
you know.
How?
You gotta know, bro.
How?
I don't think you would know.
Huh?
I don't think you would know. Like, and what if she preferred to do anal and you didn't even see her vaginal area or anything like that? And, I mean, the only way I guess you would know...
We ain't gonna play no red flag.
No, right.
When you said she prefers anal, right there to me is
all my
red flag.
Absolutely.
And she's like, no, you can't touch the coochie at all, but you're gonna hit that. I don't know. That's a red flag.
Well, some people prefer that, though. So some guy, I think it's a red flag when a guy is interested in anal. I'm like, damn, are you gay?
Yeah,
some guys
it should be a red flag. And it should be, if you meet a guy and he's telling you that he'd rather have anal sex with you versus touch your vagina, that should be a red flag for you. That's actually, it goes both ways.
Maybe show it. The ones I know. I'll just say
it. I mean, some guys just prefer, some guys like anal and vaginal sex. And so I don't want to just categorize you and say, oh,
okay. I'm going to give you her. Have you ever fucked a female that's been in prison?
I don't know.
Have you ever fucked a female that's been in prison?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
There's a chick I used to mess around with called her Chocolate. She did 8 years in prison for manslaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Jesus.
Right.
You
live off of Bankhead Highway.
I like the crazy.
I like to go to the gutter. So she lived off of Bankhead Highway. She did 8 years for manslaughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
She had a girlfriend from prison,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And she used to dance at the Blue Flame, okay? I got to blow my nose. Hold on, you guys. Take a commercial break. Talk to Marcus first. I'll be right back. I don't like to blow my nose.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. There was this young lady that I was with when I was living in California, in L.A., and she was a mother, and she did not want to have vaginal sex.
She wanted to keep her purity. I get that.
She didn't want her hymen to split.
Yeah.
So, only thing that we did was anal.
Me and her ain't gonna be together long.
And that was, I mean, we, you know, oral and people, but I mean, the she was waiting because it would have been, if she would have met somebody that she was with, if that was part of her culture and her kind was with,
yeah,
then that would have been
so
the best thing with her family.
So how long did that relationship last?
About a year.
Yeah, that's about max.
What was the thing, though? You said she was Muslim?
She was Muslim, and she didn't want to break her hymen, so she just wanted
so
that.
She was a virgin or she a Muslim?
She
was
a Muslim.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a heathen, I'm a Muslim. Been a Muslim half most of my life. She still broke her dean. You wasn't supposed to do that.
Yeah.
How old is it?
About
she no. broke her dean.
I don't want to
do
it behind Jesus.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So technically, she still broke her dean. In other words, she robbed you. Technically. Should have been able, if she was willing to do that, because technically in the understanding of Islam and her deen, she wasn't supposed to do nothing. She's supposed to stay 1% mild. She wasn't supposed to. If you wasn't her husband, you wasn't supposed to see her body, touch her body, and nothing. So technically, you could have got the vagina. So she was robbing whoever husband that she married, he got robbed.
I think she had a home set or something.
She did, but I'm just saying that
she had a hybrid set.
Right, that's what I'm saying. She
just
had
like,
a hybrid.
Just like when I was in the homestead, I was over in the Middle East, and, you know.
Yeah.
I sold pork to a whole lot of women.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Just like if you go to any of these gas stations that's ran by a Muslim, they not supposed to sell liquor or cigarettes, but they do. So that's what I'm trying to say. So
we're gonna go down that rabbit hole.
We're not going about that tonight, right? Back to the Google.
Let's refocus.
Yeah, let's refocus. Now, this is my thing that I'm saying, and I maybe me being the man that I am, I still believe that if this is a manufactured vagina, it's gonna be just like the fake butts and the fake breasts. I don't care how good technology is, because hold on for a second. We were talking to one of the homies the other day, and he got this little young chick that he messed around with. And she has one of them butt implants, the fake butt. And he said that every time he has sex with her from the back, he don't want to have sex with her from the back anymore, because he can actually tell or feel that her ass ain't real. Like, he can actually, you know what I'm saying? It don't move, it don't jiggle. You know, like, girls who got fat ass, they usually have stretch marks on their fat ass. Now, ain't no, some of them are perfect, especially in the younger, but you know what I'm saying? He said, I don't even want to have sex with her from the back because he turned off from the fake ass.
Well, the segue.
So you
should.
Right. So my whole thing is, so they do the pickle split.
how they make it wet. Like, you get what I'm saying? Because my whole thing is, if you see, you get what I'm saying? It got to be something a woman. I don't know what that gene is, a cell or whatever.
These are the kind of conversations, right, that heterosexuals do want to ask, but we don't know how to say it without being considered offensive.
Exactly. That's why we got coaches.
So anybody who's out there right now, I want to be clear and make sure that this is not an attempt to be insulted or...
We're not doing that, but we're modest. Because my whole thing is, if you sit the people, how does it make it wet?
That heterosexual...
Men be wanting to ask.
Okay.
So my thing is, it's just like the whole thing is just like, you know, a man is built different than a female. So there's things that gives us an erection, the blood flow and stuff like that or whatever, right? Our penis doesn't get wet, our penis gets hard, right?
So
woman's vagina gets wet, it don't get hard, huh?
But technically, so actually our parts are not very much different, like they're just organized different. And so when a egg is fertilized, like everyone starts off as a female, like has the female parts. And so the tip of your penis is originally the clit for the female. And so, like, you're talking about vaginal sex where just inside of the vagina there are, like, cervical fluids or just fluids that are in the inside of the vagina, which males have semen or seminal fluids as well. So these are just, like, coming from different places, but everything, like, originally was the clitoris, and then when you become, you know, the XY chromosome, I can't remember what happens, then the clit forms into the tip of the penis. And so, like, the scrotum and all of those different things that the male has are just the labia or the inner and outer labia on the female. So when females have sex, a lot of females are not stimulated vaginally because, like you guys, a lot of your most sensitive area is the tip of the penis, which is the same for the woman, which would be the clit, the clitoris. And so a woman doesn't even have to be sexually aroused to have vaginal fluids. It's just that is a very moist area just in general. And you guys have the same type of fluids. It just comes out maybe in, what is it, pre-ejaculation or semen. And then I think there is also some other fluids that come out of your penis as well, which is kind of like the wetness that a female would have in her vagina. But
so
I haven't done a lot of research on the what a trans female and how that vagina works but they are able to structure it and make it look very similar to a real woman's vagina, but I don't know how the penetration aspect works.
Exactly. So my question is, so if you do run across a vagina that was a split temple, not to sound ignorant, but split business sounds cool, sorry. One, it's not going to have a clitoris there, so that means if you're playing with a clit, licking on it, sucking on it, it shouldn't get the same arousal. Right.
They're going to take the tip. It's going to have a clit.
The part with the moisture, the loop against the other vagina. I don't understand. Are they making these split pickle vaginas wet like that, Marcus?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you're taking estrogen. Most females, if they are, well, trans women who are getting that procedure are taking estrogen, and estrogen is directly linked to vaginal moisture for women. So, like, older woman, when she goes through menopause, her estrogen levels drop. And so usually a woman's vagina gets drier the older she gets. That's just biologically. And so with the estrogen that... Huh?
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. I didn't interrupt
you. Okay, I was just going to say, and so they are, like, my best friend is taking estrogen hormones. And so, like a lot of them, and so it is going to produce some type of different, you know, reactions in her body versus your body. But I believe they're still just even with the semen, I think when you stop taking, when you when you take the estrogen, it does something to the system. But there's still fluids that you have as a male that comes out. Like, I don't know if you've heard of the term milking, or there's still stuff besides.
What's the term? You teach me. What's that term?
Milking.
What's that? Yeah, it's like a porn category.
Like when you milk a cow. Look, let me ask you this.
Do you think, maybe we can talk about that offline,
but do you think once your friend has his bleaching, do you think he'd be willing to come and talk about it?
Do I think what?
He'd be willing to come and talk about it.
Oh, yeah. So actually, I've been encouraging her to document this experience. So I think she would definitely talk about it, yes.
Okay. Well, let's park this for another segment. And I think this is a good conversation, because I think one of the parts of the whole issue, and let me just put this out here. I have a son who's LGBT, right? So I don't have any ill will amongst you guys at all. And I want to, this is some things that I be trying to get him to understand. Like, I'm not being an ass. I just don't know, right? So, and the only way I can find out without having
to ask a question
is to ask questions, right? And I'm not asking questions to insult or to degrade. I'm just asking questions for education.
And we also ask, look, I'm going to put you like, can I say the unpolitically correct way of saying it? I'm asking the fucking question because I don't know, but at the same time, I'm 51 years old, so there's a lot. That some younger dudes is in their 20s, 18s, and their 30s that's going to experience something that we didn't have to worry about it when we was their age. So we're going to ask the fucking questions so we can get the answers so those younger people can hear what they're looking for. Because I'm trying to say, I'm going to honestly say right now, there's a good chance in my lifetime, I'm 51, I'm not going to run into a female with a split dude. Because I don't run them circles.
Yeah.
Most of the women I deal with got grandkids. Stretch marks, big ass belly. You know what I'm saying? I'm not being ignorant. I'm keeping it real.
Yeah.
Right. But I want us on Culture Kings to ask those questions for our listeners that are younger than us, so if they do out there, because this is what we don't want to happen. In a sandwich or friend. What we don't want to happen is some 25-year-old dude been out in the club, met a female, take her home. And find out that she used to be a dude, and he kills her. He's in jail, and they're dead.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of everybody tiptoeing around. They say you gotta ask these hard fucking questions to get the hard fucking answers that the mainstream media ain't gonna tell you. Kira Yizer, Coach King's gonna do that because I don't want nobody, even her friend. I want her friend to be safe in his transition, and I want him to find love, or her, whatever pronoun, find love. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say, the whole point is this. You got to think to yourself, too. If you're a person that's transitioning, if you used to be a male, you became a female, or a female became a male, you have to, in your lifetime, you have to, every person that you meet, you need to let them know ahead of time and let them make that choice. And the reason why I'm saying it like this is just like a motherfucker who's married, is out here dating women, or somebody got somebody, you need to let somebody know up front, like, yo, I got a chick back at home. You make the decision you still want to rock with me or not. Because what's going to happen, you have to do that because if you out there claiming that you a female, but you've only been a female since 2020, and you see what I'm saying? You've only been a female for 4 years. You can't be out here in the world rocking like you have once been a female your whole life. I don't give a fuck what you feel like on the inside. I'm not sugarcoating this shit. Okay. If you, I don't care if you're like, oh, I identify as a woman. No, fuck that. If you was born as a man, but you transition as a woman, if you out here dating, you need to let motherfuckers know that you used to be a dude.
I think, so I will say, just from my best friend's experience, that is a very, like, even before she transitioned, he like people have died over, you know, maybe their baby mama found out that they were messing with Joey or something like that. And, you know, like there's just been a lot of altercations. So I know for her, she does this. This is what she tells me. I don't know. But she does disclose that information. And I think there's just a lot of dating websites out here where it's for bisexual, these like fluid sexual people who are interested in that. But I know she does have profiles on regular, like, you know, like just maybe straight sites. But she tells me that she lets the guys know that. I mean, she would have to because she still has a penis. So, like, I don't know how she can bypass that whole. I just think a lot of guys don't care.
So, just out of curiosity, is she planning on keeping her penis?
Is she what?
Is she planning on keeping her penis? Is she going to go all the way?
So when the last time I asked her about that, she said she didn't know if she wanted to get rid of it, and I just questioned, like, how do you want to be considered a woman with a penis? Like, that doesn't make any sense. But then,
huh?
Yeah, like Caitlyn Jenner, she still got it. She still got a penis.
Well, Caitlyn Jenner also said that he still like women.
So he lived.
That's why he kept his penis. He said that shit. He got a girlfriend. Kayla don't fuck with me. Kayla got a woman.
Yeah.
Kayla got a girl. He a lesbian that's on the menopause.
Okay.
You guys out there, let me explain something to y'all. Here at Culture Kings, we're not ignorant. We're very educated. But we're going to crack jokes, too. We're going to make serious things make you think. But we also going to crack jokes. So we're not here to offend nobody, nothing. But at the end of the day, Kayla Jenner is a lesbian. Caitlyn Jenner still got his penis, and he got a girlfriend.
And I would like to know, even that kind of question, right? Because I don't have anybody to ask this, right? But just run that by your, just run that question right there by your friends, just to see what their opinion would be on that, right?
No.
So, how they feel about that, right? To go through everything except losing the penis and then being attracted to girls and stuff, dude. Like
That's why they keep the penis.
Just like,
they keep the penis because they're attracted to females, so they're dealing with. Look, listen, bro. I'm gonna break it down. Like,
no.
Put the camera on me, Terry. This is how it is, bro. It's being greedy. It's like this. Mm-hmm. It's like this, bro. The ones that's keeping their penis.
They agree.
The ones that, like, look, think about this, bro. You can always find a woman out there who likes what you're into. If you're a drug dealing type of dude in out there, you're going to find a female who like you. If you're a crackhead, you're going to find crackhead females who like you. These dudes out here that's identifying as females but they're keeping their penis, they're going to find females like they're attracted to that shit, so they're going to get it both ways. So they're not being greedy. It's expected.
They're not attracted to females, though.
Huh?
Like, so Jocelyn is not attracted to females. Like, she does not like girls at all. Actually, my old best friend was my ex-boyfriend. Like, she don't even like girls. Like, so that's, like, the thing. And the one time that she's not attracted to female at all. So I don't think that's the reason why she's keeping it. When I did ask her, she gave me some, like, your private parts have nothing to do with, like, your sexual identity. That's what she hit me with. So I have to, like, ask her some more about that. But I think that maybe, you know, she has just had this object with her for her whole life, and so, like, maybe getting rid of that may just, you know, like, she doesn't use it to have sex with girls. Like, she doesn't like girls at all. Like, not at all.
Okay.
I don't think it's because of that.
That's the platform for a great discussion. You know what I'm saying? Because right now we have four people speculating, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And to be fair, I would like to have an honest voice.
But hey, keep it real, Marcus. But this is the platform. We're going to ask you the hard questions. We're not going to ask you the politically correct questions, though.
No, I'm asking.
Yeah, because I want to understand.
I'm going to ask a lot of questions respectfully, but I'm going to ask.
So what's respectful?
Well, come on, man.
No, I'm just saying. What's respectful?
Without being a dick.
Because what I'm trying to say is we're not going to tiptoe around like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
No,
you're going to use the wrong. Because, see, the reason why I'm asking that question because I saw that interview on the Breakfast Club with Charlamagne and them, and then with Malik Yoba.
They gave him a pass. They didn't ask him any tough questions.
Right, and then the one person was trying to tell them, like, yo, you can't ask me that question because you use the wrong pronoun or blah, 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 blah. No, motherfucker, we going to ask the motherfucking question.
Yeah.
And we want to ask, and we're not going to be degrading to you. It's just like we had a person up here who's a prostitute for a living. We're not going to degrade her and go, oh, you know. We're going to ask respectful questions.
No, but I do want to ask her, like, even if it was somebody a prostitute that went up there.
Right.
Or sex work
going on. Yeah, the sex is. We want to ask the hard
questions. I look at questions like how do you mentally deal with multiple dicks?
Exactly. Right. That's a
fair question. The same way females deal with multiple pussy. Like, I don't know what type of question.
No,
I'm not a
sex worker,
so I can't answer
okay,
that.
Okay,
Carla.
So. This was you guys. First of all.
I like multiple
pussy. We completely different women, men and women.
Yeah, that's true.
And once we realize that we different, like, yeah, okay, dogs or however you want to look at it, it's different. You can't say, I can't say a man would act the same way as a woman in a situation. Y'all can't say that either. Because the funniest thing to me, when I hear women giving opinions on what men think, they have no idea. It's like me trying to tell a woman about a period that I don't know nothing about.
I don't know about.
You know, so I get what you're saying though. But I think it's just good.
It's true. I'm gonna give you perfect example.
Good dialect.
Yeah, we need good dialogue because it's just like when you said that we
dialogue.
That's just like. Both of us can sit down and have a conversation for hours about being in the military.
Yeah.
If somebody's never been in the military, they couldn't relate to our conversation.
Yeah, like Navy people.
Navy is the military. The Navy is the best branch of the military, sir. So it's like we want to talk to people who are special. Just like a woman, we would like for your friend, for her to come in because we would like to have the conversation. Like, at what point in your life did you decide that you want to identify as a female? And then how do you maneuver in this difficult world? It's like somebody who's a person of culture.
Or if you didn't decide,
yeah.
At what point did you realize?
Yeah, because I have a friend who's on LA, right? And he's not trying to transition, but he identifies as a gay man. And one time he was here for Thanksgiving. I haven't seen him in like 20 plus years. And me, I asked the question. So we was all over my cousin's house drinking and shit. We got to drinking. And I actually asked him, like, yo, bro, we grew up in the same neighborhood. I never knew that you was gay. The only way we found out you was gay is when you became an adult, moved out to L.A., and one of our homies from the neighborhood visited you out in L.A., and the whole time you were saying, me and my friend. Now, heterosexual men don't go. We don't say that. That's a term that me and my lady, you know what I'm saying? You don't go me and my friend.
I get it.
That's a female thing. So and then you came out and told the homie that you was gay, right?
Yeah.
And so I asked him, like, yo, bro, how did I ask him? I said, at what point did you know that you was gay? His situation was more of a tragic situation. He's like, well, what happened to me was my mother got remarried and his stepfather lived with him and his stepfather had two older sons and both of his sons were gay.
and the two older sons used to molest him when he was a little boy. So his first sexual experience was with a man. And so for the rest of his life, he just, he didn't know. Think about it, when you're a kid, you really don't know. You see what I'm saying? And so he, the thing about it is, he got, I hate to say it like this, this is how he told me, he actually got pleasure from being molested. I know that sounds crazy when people say they've been molested, but there's, you can get pleasure from it. I hate to say it like that.
Yes.
And so, so as he grew up, that's why he just, you know, I never asked him if he ever been with a woman, but he's like, and he's, and he's happy though. He does his thing in L.A. He's happy being a gay man. But he said that's how he was introduced to becoming a gay man, by being molested as a child. I was like, yo, that's deep. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so my best friend was molested as well. So I think a lot of that is also going on in the community, and we don't talk about it because it's just like, oh, we just think people are popping up gay. Like, there is literally grown people playing with kids. And if you, like, those are shaping your sexual experiences at a very early age. Jocelyn would always tell me, you know, like, she just, and then also just, you know, being around a lot of females. His, he was always at the hair salon with his mom. And so when all the ladies were talking about, oh, he's cute and all this other stuff, she told me, like, she would be like, oh, well, he's cute. You know, like, just picking up on the environment that they're around. But also, he was molested, like, starting at the age of 3 by older cousins. So, like, a lot of people are experiencing molestation, and they're not able to talk to people about that. And so the whole time, you know, I thought Joey was straight, and he had been gay, you know, like, as a kid, he always liked boys and had to pretend to like girls because, like, we dated back in, like, high school. So it was kind of like I never thought that he was even gay because, shoot, like, this was my boyfriend at one point in time. But the whole entire time, you know, like, he had been getting sexually molested by his older cousins starting at a very early age. But I also have another gay friend who he said he just was born gay. Like, he, nothing happened to him. He just... just never liked girls. Yeah.
See, you know what I'm saying? It's a difference. Yeah. That's wild. All
right. Yeah.
Just got a text message. We'll not be going to the after party because my stalker's here. I just got a text. We're supposed to be talking about people through our windows tonight. We're going to talk about that next Friday because this conversation, this okay, I'm about to tell you this right now, Big Simba. This is the hard part about setting a show title. Because sometimes you should just let it flow. Because tonight's show is fire. Yeah. I never saw this coming tonight, but this is a conversation that needs to be had.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
So this is what we're going to do. Anybody watch Culture Kings, which comes on every Sunday on GeyserTV.com on the SID channel, we're going to put up a title, but it's a good chance we're going to defer from it. Because that's deep. Tonight's a serious needed conversation.
You're welcome to go out to yahtv.com and join up for a free subscription for 30 days.
For 30 days. Yes.
See what happens. See what you like. See what you like.
Yes. But we're about to log out, though, because we've been on almost 2 hours.
And I want to say thank you for calling.
Thank you so much, Colin. You can call anytime you want or come in person.
Mo L.
All right. Thank you.
And we'll keep in touch with you.
All right.
Thank
all
you.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Wow, that shit was fire. Bro. All right, we're about to close out, man.
Yeah.
Last words.
Keep your head up, man. Tomorrow's a new day.
Keep your head up tomorrow's a new day. And like we tell you guys all the time, knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. Welcome to the team, T. Hold on, we got to get T's nickname again. What is it? The most infamous? Where your mic at, man?
The Last Magnificent.
Oh, I fucked that all up. The Last Magnificent. That's what I'm talking about.
Last Magnificent.
Welcome to the Geyser family, bro.
We got that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, we got that on a t-shirt, right? The Last Magnificent.
Nice.
I've been fucking that shit up all night. I'll be fucking names. Can I tell myself about the jail, girl? I got to tell you guys about my penitentiary.
before we go.
So what we were saying was this. She had done 8 years for manslaughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she had a full-time girlfriend. The girlfriend, and she had 2 kids before she went in. Right? And you already, because you know I like crazy females, so you already got to be halfway crazy murder motherfuckers. And she killed her own cousin. So her cousin, who she killed.
Right.
Then she used to be a stripper, Blue Flame and all that shit or whatever. So we used to fuck around. So her thing was like, yo, I got this girlfriend. She's my girlfriend in prison. She's my girlfriend now. We both out of prison. She's my girl, Butch. Butch with big titties. But anyway, that's a whole other side note.
Mm-hmm.
Not being disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
But can you say Butch now? Well, we can't on yours, because we own it. Anyway, but she's like, but every now and then, you know, I still like men. I still like to have the sexual penetration of a man, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we get together, she would let me smash. She just brings shit. This one night, fucked me up, bro. She's like, yo, I've been missing my girl. Me and my girl haven't been getting it in lately or whatever. And I just want to know, tonight, I want to come like me and my girl fucking. So this chick asked me this shit. Look, she didn't penetrate me or no shit like that, so I don't have a problem telling this story. She said, the only thing I want you to do is lay on your stomach and let me grind on you. Let me grind my pussy on your back. So instead of her riding, you know, like you literally have sex with a female, she rides you. Instead of her riding me that way, she wanted me to lay on my stomach and she rode that way and she would grind her puss on my back. This motherfucker had an orgasm. She had an all-out orgasm. Like, I kind of got jealous because she had an orgasm bigger than she ever had with me penetrating her, right? So she had an all-out orgasm. And I was like, yo, I said, what was that about? She said, for some reason, her body, since she's been with a woman for so long, that she gets different types of satisfaction from different ways that her clit or her vagina is being rolled.
Friction.
So she created that whole friction. And I was like, yo, I said, yo, that was cool for you. That shit went cool, it felt weird to me, so I never let this happen again. I kind of felt violated. I was getting a damn, you know, I'm like, yo, but I'm petty. But go ahead. Put on Marcus, man. I'm petty. I'm sorry.
So I had a friend at the time. I don't know if she was in one or not, but
okay.
I do know that before she got penetrated, she wanted to take my situation and rub on the clit first before and get an orgasm. Then she wanted to have intercourse, penetration.
Okay.
The first time was kind of weird, right?
Bro, repeat that again, I'm sorry. I'm 6 drinks in. Go ahead, say one time.
So she would like to take my penis and rub it on her clit until she come before.
Oh, okay.
The insert.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's kind of weird initially. But I got kind of used to it, you know.
Right.
You know, it's a little different. I guess it's a different type of foreplay for the non-performance or whatever. But I get it, man. You know, hey, look. Dude, this is the thing. You'll be surprised of what is a trigger for a person.
Yeah.
Erotically.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it is what it is. I you know, yeah.
So this is the crazy part. We're segueing into, I'm at my Nori moment. You always say, when I start talking like that, it means I'm at my Nori. If anybody watch drink camps, you know, once I hit a couple drinks, my numbers, my words are going to slur. So anyway, we got to get out of here because T got to go. But this is the thing. We got all these different topics because that's a segue to a whole lot of topics. We're going to have a conversation one night because I know females that cannot be satisfied by being penetrated. you have to only play with their clitoris, just like with the female you said, where you just rub it on her, that would get her excited. I've known females, you can beat it up, they not coming at all.
Really?
But as soon as you touch the clit with your tongue or take your penis and rub it, she's coming like you didn't fucking save the world. There's females like that out there. We going to talk about that on another show.
Well, let's part that for.
Yeah, for another show.
Yeah.
Soon. Yeah. All right. So
we got a studio full of women when we do it.
Yeah, we're going to have a studio full of women. That's what we do here at Culture Kings.
Okay.
So, AT, put us on the camera together so we can log in.
On
camera one? Alright, so we out. You already said you're closing? We out. We already said. Now it's not
about
deuces. We out. I'm going to make them out tomorrow. Let's go. Peace. We go.
Wow.
Hey.